chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forgive not all his benefits, who forgiveth all mine iniquities, and who heals all my diseases. In Jesus' name. You cleanse the sin. I believe that you made the lame walk. I believe that you raised the dead. I believe you're the cure for cancer, and you can heal HIV and AIDS.
My God. Blessings, 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 everyone. Hallelujah. Be healed. Hallelujah. My God, in your heart, be healed. Hallelujah. In your spirit, be healed. Hallelujah. In your subconscious mind be healed, and your finances be healed, hallelujah, and your marriage be healed, hallelujah, and your businesses be healed, hallelujah, and your family be healed, hallelujah, every area of your life be healed, hallelujah, hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have tuned in, my God, into Platinum Ruby Productions Presents Sunday Worship Explosion Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about the great things that God is going to do on today. Hallelujah. Who's excited with me? Hallelujah. Who is, oh my God, cranked up with me? Hallelujah. Who is crossed up with me on today? Hallelujah. My God, I'm telling you, oh my God, take your plate out. And if you need another plate, get another plate and another, because God is going to do some miraculous things just on today. Hallelujah. It's going to come in different type of shifts and waves. Hallelujah. It's going to come in the testimony. It's going to come in the prayer. It's going to come in the scripture. It's going to come in the worship. Hallelujah. It's going to come in the word. It's going to come in, oh my God, at the end. Hallelujah. It's going to come in a prayer request. Hallelujah. It's going to come, oh my God, in the altar call. This is going to come in different waves. So expect and listen, hallelujah, to the voice of the Lord on today, and expect a miracle, hallelujah. Never, never, never come into the house of the Lord. Never come close to God and not expect him to do something in your life. Expect the unexpected. And after today, hallelujah, you're going to know that, hallelujah, you're walking supersonic momentum, hallelujah, supersonic explosive power, supersonic anointing, and you're chosen by God, hallelujah, to walk in his great supremacy. I am your host on today, Apostle Tashana Wiley, and I am truly excited to be connected to you, you and you, God's chosen royal diadems, you, you and you, God's chosen platinum royal eagles, hallelujah, bless you all. Now we're finna go forth with our scripture reading, hallelujah. Pastor Rochelle Powell, the mic is yours, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. My God, we just come to have a good time on today. And I will be reading from Matthew 7, and I will start at the 7th verse. Hallelujah. It says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, be receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Thank God for the reading of the word. I read Matthew 7 through 12. May God be a blessing, and it is written in the Bible. And everything that we ask for, I ask God to give me this on today. And everything that we ask God to do, he's going to do it for us. So I just thank God for the reading of the word, and I'm turning it back in the hands of Apostle Tashana.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Confirmation, 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 Pastor Rochelle. Hallelujah. I don't know if a lot of you know that 2 days ago, what 2 days ago meant. It was it was July 7th, 2017, the 777. Hallelujah. And that whole Matthew 7, 1 through 17 symbolizes thousands of years ago, the Lord spoke that into existence, and who would ever thought thousands of years later that word is manifesting right now today. For all the way from the 7th until the 17th and even beyond that, you can ask whatever what you like. You can have whatever you like. Hallelujah. Stacks on decks. Hallelujah. Tons of ice. Hallelujah. You can, oh my God, you can worship him. You can praise him. Whatever it is you need, you can get it. So I advise you all, hallelujah, I advise everybody, listen to the sound of my voice, begin to ask him whatever it is you like and expect it. Ask and expect. Ask and expect. It's called the spec, S-P-E-C. And let me give you what that means. Oh my God. Select it, project it, proclaim it, expect it, and collect it. Let me say it again. Walk in the spec, S-P-E-C. Select it or speak it. P, project it or proclaim it. E, expect it. C, collect it. Hallelujah. So walk in the spec, expecting him, expecting him to give you everything that you ask for, and it shall be yours. My God, hallelujah. We're going to go bold into the throne of grace, hallelujah. Apostle Firestarter, the mic is yours to take us on in into the next realm, hallelujah.
Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. I'm excited on this day because this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I woke up this morning and was still able to inhale and exhale freely, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, and I wasn't hooked up to a machine, and I was hooked in, tapped into the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. I just got excited all over again in the name of Jesus. So as we go, hallelujah, before the throne, glory to God, we already in the throne room, hallelujah. I need you to just get a little bit closer, hallelujah, to him who is able to keep you from falling in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we say thank you on this day. Thank you for waking us up, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us of our sins. Every sin that we have committed, oh God, every sin of omission, every sin of commission, Lord God, knowingly and unknowingly that we have committed against your word, against you, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you forgive us in the name of Jesus. We repent wholeheartedly, Lord God, asking you for your all divine forgiveness, even in our flawed selves, Lord God. We thank you that it's yet still keeping us alive. You're yet still blessing, Lord God. You're yet still and allow us to inhale and exhale, hallelujah, every moment of the day in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that you, hallelujah, woke us up in our right mind. We were in our right state. We had the activity and the use of all of our limbs. Hallelujah. Every fiber of our being was pain-free in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, that report that we got from the doctor on yesterday or last week or before that, Lord God, we thank you, Holy Ghost, that the report has changed. Hallelujah. It's always been your report. So, Lord God, we thank you that we believe the report of the Lord that by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus in every area of our lives, Lord God. I pray blessings over this line, Lord God, hallelujah, every person in need, every brokenhearted person, Lord God, every person who is dealing with grief from the loss of a loved one, grief from the loss of a relationship, grief, Lord God, from anything that they have lost, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that you are a comforter. You are a keeper, Lord God. You are one who sustains. You are one who calls peace in the midst of the storms that they're facing in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree, Lord God, hallelujah, that by your stripes, their entire land, their entire household, the workplace, the marketplace, Lord God, hallelujah, their community is healed in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your grace and for your favor. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that everything that they have in need of, you have already provided it in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we ask that you bless Chief Apostle Tashana Wiley, Lord God. Hallelujah. Every area of her life, we declare and decree that it is done, and it is so. From the crown of her head, Lord God, to the soles of her feet, to the palms of her outstretched hands, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that it is all healed. It is finished. It is done. It is well in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as you, hallelujah, prepare to expand and enlarge her coast and territory, Lord God, and build up this great ministry, Lord God, hallelujah, she stepped out on faith many years ago, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that she, hallelujah, she continues to let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we say thank you, hallelujah, for Bishop Claudia Boatwright, Lord God, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have placed, hallelujah, us in her care, hallelujah, and Apostle Tashana's care, Lord God, hallelujah, and that they're continuing to train, to equip, to preach, to teach, to prophesy, to heal, to lay hands on, Lord God, hallelujah, to speak life and life more abundantly, and to speak your word, hallelujah, the gospel of Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth in the name of Jesus. They continue to evangelize, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we say thank you. And we declare and decree, hallelujah, that every person that's listening in on this line and every person that they're connected to and every connection that they have, Lord God, hallelujah, that they have everything that they're in need of. Lord God, we declare and decree that it is so, and not one word of your word, hallelujah, shall fall to the ground, not one I left undotted, Lord God, not one T left uncrossed, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you that there's no door left open that you, hallelujah, has commanded to be shut and sealed in our lives in the name of Jesus. And no man can seal and shut a door that you have opened for us in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that it is so, Lord God, hallelujah. Take over, hallelujah, on this day, Lord God. We thank you, Holy Ghost, that this is your service. Take over, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree, hallelujah, that it is so and that it is already done. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, hallelujah, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Apostle Tashana, hallelujah, I turn it back over to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah. Bless you, bless you, bless you, Apostle Firestar, for that power, how, my God, dimensional prayer, hallelujah. We're going to all go into a place where we all can begin to just have great testimonies of God and who he is and how he is, hallelujah. It's, the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. That's our testimonies. I don't know about nobody else, but I promise you I have a testimony. Don't somebody else on here on today have a testimony, hallelujah, of what the Lord have done for your life? You don't even have to, if you want to go back years ago, that's fine, but you even have a testimony what he done for you on this week. Come on now, somebody. Some things he done for you just on yesterday, just on this morning. And come on, am I the only one that have testimonies, hallelujah, of the great things that the Lord have done miraculous in your life, hallelujah. How many have something great that they just want to just celebrate when they think about the goodness of Jesus, when they think about the miraculous love of who he is, when they think about all the great things, hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Lord always corrects me all the time. He said, instead of you thinking about the bad things that's going on and think about the negatives, I need you to celebrate me for my good. Hallelujah. Because when he spoke one word and said, let there be light, hallelujah, he was celebrating the good things. Hallelujah. He called the world good. Oh, my God. In Acts 9, when Peter was on the rooftop and the Lord showed him creepy, crawly things, and Peter said, Lord, I don't eat nothing nasty, unclean. The Lord said, everything I made is good and very good. Hallelujah. So that means you. That means me. That means everybody that's listening to this broadcast. My God, touch yourself and say, it is good. Hallelujah. It is all good. When you feel good, you feel God. Hallelujah. When I say this person, make a personal declaration, and we finna go on testimonies. When I feel good, I feel God. Hallelujah. Anything good in your life is from God. Ha. 1 John 4, anything good in your life is from God. Anything is not good is not from God and have not even seen God. Hallelujah. So celebrate all the good things. Celebrate the good things in your life. Hallelujah. I know. A while back, the Lord had us share with the Platinum Eagles, hallelujah, when we were saying the last and evil days, God said, no, focus on the last and good things in these days, huh? The last and good days, hallelujah, because the latter shall be greater. The rest of your days is the absolutely good and best of your days, and just celebrate, hallelujah, the royalty within inside of you.
My God, my God. Who would want to celebrate on today the royalty, the anointing, the God inside of you? Do I have anybody on the broadcast on today? Do I have anybody in the chat room? Do I have anybody listening in right now that just want to celebrate God because he's amazing and celebrate God because he's awesome, celebrating God because he's majestic? Do I have anybody? Hallelujah. My God. Is there anybody
here with me?
I just want to celebrate him because of who he is and how awesome and mighty that he is. My God, my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go ahead to testimony. Hallelujah.
The Book of 2 Kings. After Ahab's death, Moab rebelled against Israel. Now Ahaziah had fallen through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and injured himself. So he sent messengers, saying to them,
"Go and consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, to see if I will recover from this injury."
But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite,
"Go up and meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and ask them, 'Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going off to consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron?' Therefore, this is what the Lord says: you will not leave the bed you are lying. You will certainly die."
So Elijah went. When the messengers returned to the king, he asked them,
"Why have you come back?"
"A man came to meet us,"
they replied.
"And he said to us, 'Go back to the king who sent you and tell him, this is what the Lord says: is it because there is no God in Israel that you are sending messengers to consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore you will not leave the bed you are lying on. You will certainly die.'"
The king asked them,
"What kind of man was it who came to meet you and told you this?"
They replied,
"He had a garment of hair and had a leather belt around his waist."
The king said,
"That was Elijah the Tishbite."
Then he sent to Elijah a captain with his company of 50 men. The captain went up to Elijah, who was sitting on the top of a hill, and said to him,
"Man of God, the king says, come down."
Elijah answered the captain,
"If I am a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men."
Then fire fell from heaven and consumed the captain and his men. At this, the king sent to Elijah another captain with his 50 men. The captain said to him,
"Man of God, this is what the king says. Come down at once."
"If I am a man of God,"
Elijah replied,
"may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men."
Then the fire of God fell from heaven and consumed him and his 50 men. So the king sent a third captain with his 50 men. This third captain went up and fell on his knees before Elijah.
"Man of God,"
he begged,
"please have respect for my life and the lives of these 50 men, your servants. See, fire has fallen from heaven and consumed the first two captains and all their men. But now, have respect for my life."
The angel of the Lord said to Elijah,
"Go down with him. Do not be afraid of him."
So Elijah got up and went down with him to the king. He told the king,
"This is what the Lord says: is it because there is no God in Israel for you to consult, that you have sent messengers to consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Because you have done this, you will never leave the bed you are lying on. You will certainly die."
So he died, according to the word of the Lord that Elijah had spoken. Because Ahaziah had no son, Joram succeeded him as king in the second year of Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. As for all the other events of Ahaziah's reign and what he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Israel?
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. I don't know if anybody got the revelation off this testimony. Hallelujah. one of my favorites. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 1 is one of my favorites. Hallelujah. When the prophet Elijah said, if I not be a man of God, let fire fall down. How many, hallelujah, walk in that power? How, my God, that dynamis, that koa, my God, that stereo anointing, that strength, my God, that authority that the prophet Elijah had, that fire, hallelujah, will come down. It don't have to consume people, but whatever your enemies is, hallelujah. Your enemies may not be soldiers and captains, hallelujah. Your enemy might be poverty, lack, struggle, pain, hurt, distress, hallelujah, worry, doubt, unbelief, sickness, disease, whatever it may be. But how many, hallelujah, have that same anointing, that same power, that glorific, my God, anointing on your life that you can say, if I'm a man of God, if I'm a woman of God, let fire fall down and consume you, because no longer you shall be in my life, my God. Woo, Jesus, who am I talking to on today? Hallelujah. How many have that same anointing? Hallelujah on today. Hallelujah. I want to hear somebody on today. How many got that faith? My God, that's the key, that faith, that you walk in that same realm, that same dimension that the prophet Elijah did. Do I have anybody, hallelujah, on the broadcast on today? Is there anybody, hallelujah, that's on here with me, hallelujah, that know that you know that you know, huh, that you walk in that same anointing? Huh? Anybody? Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Is there anybody? Hallelujah. My God, my God. Somebody just inboxed me and said, me. Hallelujah. I know that's right. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Well, we're going to go into a place where everyone, everybody, hallelujah, everyone can participate in, and it is seed planting time, hallelujah. At my home church, whenever we would do seed planting, hallelujah, we would begin to sing blessed. We're blessed in the cities. We're blessed in the fields. We're blessed when we come. We're blessed when we go, hallelujah. With the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We're the lender. Somebody need to get that in their spirit. The lenders, the lenders. You are the lenders, and never again need to borrow. Oh, my God, for everybody that have to borrow, I'm speaking and decreeing, declaring of your life right now that those days of borrowing are over. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, above and not beneath, the enemies come one direction for you and scatter from you in seven. Everything you touch is prosperously abundantly blessed. Hallelujah, my God. The storehouses, the grains, the vines, everything in your life is blessed. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. So this is a place where we all can begin to all come together in a seed planting time. Hallelujah. You can get your best seed. I'm telling you, especially during the 777 this year. And last time we had 777 was in 2007, 10 years ago. So we truly can really, we won't have it again actually until 2027. So another 10 years from now. So hallelujah. So definitely get your best seed, your best tithe, your best offering. I'm telling you, oh my God, whatever it is that you need to do, hallelujah, to begin to sow a seed, and you can go into www.imaruby.com, and at the top, the minute you log in, you don't even have to even be a member of I Am A Ruby. You can just go into the network. We have our own network, social media community, and you can just push that, and right there you'll see a say donate button. You don't even have to be a member. You can push it. You can tithe. You can sow an offering. You can sow your first fruit. You can sow a seed. You can be a donation, and name your seed. I'm here to let you know to name your seed. Whatever it is that you want to desire, if you need healing, I'm telling you it works. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you for something I personally done myself. Every time the seed is sown, every time my hand sow a seed, every time my hand sow a tithe, every time my hand sow an offering, I always, no matter what, we always put the word of God with it because that's how it is. Remember, he watches over his word. No matter whenever you ever sow a seed, he watches over his word. So if you sow seeds in the past, if you sow tithes in the past, and you just say, you know what, I haven't got anything from it, well, I'm here to let you know the reason why you want to know better. It's because you have not put the word of God to your seed. But when you begin to put the word of God to your seed, I'm here to let you know surely, as God is God and he lives and he breathes ruach in us every day, you will get a manifestation. You will get an instant return. You will get 100, some 100 fold, some 100,000 fold, some even up to quadruples and millions of fold. You shall obtain a reward for your sowing. And when you sow, expect it to come back. Because he said in his word in Malachi 3, he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He said that would he not open up the windows, the floodgates, the gates, the portals of heaven that you don't have room enough to obtain. So definitely go to www.imandruby.com, push the donate button, name your seed, you name it, you shall obtain it. Whatever it is that you want God to do, no amount is too small, no amount is too big. I'm here to let you know in 2014, one of the prophets, she began to say how we had a name I see for 2015. I promise you, I put it at that time. See, I was in a financial, my God, I don't even want to talk about that, but I was in something very deep. And I promise you, and it was going through for years. Put healing, put a seed for healing, a seed for that, and I promise you, don't have to deal with any of that stuff anymore. Hallelujah. And even the things that I was dealing with in my body at that time, I won't deal with that either no more. Hallelujah. So I'm here to let you know, whatever it is that you need, whatever it is, put your seeds. I don't care if it's a dollar. Put the word of God to it. I don't care if it's 5 cents. Put the word of God to it. Remember the woman with the two mites. Because she gave all she had and she put the word to it and her faith, Jesus said she wouldn't inherit the kingdom of heaven before anybody else would get thousands. So remember, whatever it is that you sow, put the word of God to it, name your seed, and you shall obtain great things in your life. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Now we're finna get ready and go into praise and worship. On today, before we go into praise and worship, I don't want anybody to be at a place where they was last week with praise and worship or the place you was before that. On today, when we go in praise and worship, let's go into a different, oh my God, mindset. Hallelujah. Who is on this, oh my God, air with me that expecting God to do something like you need him to do it like right now? Hallelujah. You need him to do something by the time you wake up in the morning. Is I'm the only one on here that needs God to do something? Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In the name
you
of
need
Jesus,
God.
Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for
thank
moving.
God.
Ah, Jesus, if you need him to do something for your life, go ahead. Don't stop worshiping him because this is what we're about to do before we play the music.
Thank
hallelujah.
God.
We're going to have
God.
Our own
thank
music.
You, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
we're going to, the Bible says, Shabak him. Hallelujah. My God. Barak him. Hallelujah. Todah him. My God. Tehillah means to sing. Sing the praises of the Lord unto the Lord. Ministering unto the Lord. How many ready to get to that place in your worship and your praise that you can minister unto the Lord? Hallelujah. Oh, my God. My God. How many is ready to get to that place? Now, I'm going to give you what God gave me today, just today. Now, I'm telling you, God is so amazing. That's why I tell people I don't care who you are, what you are, whatever place you get at in your life. Never get to the place that you can't learn anything or you can't know anything because God will teach you tremendously every day. This morning, just getting prepared for today, God gave me Genesis 49, 8, and 12, and I'm going to read it to you guys on what praise really does in your life and why it's so important for us to praise God in the midst. My God, of whatever it is that we're doing, in the midst of whatever it is that we're facing, in the
amen.
Midst of every challenge and every trial and every,
mm-hmm.
my God, every test in your life, you better not never give up your praise. Hallelujah. My God, you remember that song by Marvin that said, praise confuses the enemy? Oh, God, yes, it does. It confuses him. He's wondering why you're still praising her. Why are you praising his Lord and all these things are going on in your life? My God, do I have anybody on here that's ready to praise God like they have lost their mind like David, that they praise God so much that they come out of their clothes? My God, do I have
come
any
on.
Worshipers and praisers on the air on today
amen.
That said, oh, my God,
amen.
I'm at a place in my life I'm going to praise God because I need
yes.
him to do something
you,
mighty in my
hallelujah.
Life. My God, my God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
My God,
my God, my God. My God.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Shatareke Babo Sotoranda. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Genesis 49, 8 through 12 says, Judah, which we all know means praise. It says, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Somebody should have got excited about it. So you're telling me, Lord, when I praise you, my God, my hands automatically be on the neck of my enemies? Somebody should have went into a praise with that. Let me read this to you again. Judah, your brothers will praise you, and your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. My God, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead. We're going to leave it right there, your hands. So every time every last one of us praise God, every time every last one of us worship God, our hands is on the neck of our enemies. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So don't you stop your praise. Don't you let nothing stop your praise. Don't you let nothing silence you. Don't you let nothing move you out the way. My God, my God. Don't you let nothing slow you down. Don't you let nothing make you back two steps up. You know how the people say, well, I try to go forward and I move two, three, four, five steps back. No, baby. When you slow, my God, when you move forward, you're going to go seven, eight steps up. My God, my God, my God. It says your father's sons will bow down to you. You are a lion's cub, Judah. That's why the book of Revelation says the lion of Judah. You will return from the prey, my son, like a lion who crushes and lies down, like a lioness who dares to rouse him. The scepter of God will not depart from you, Judah, my God. So while you're praising God on today, know that your hands is on your enemies, huh? Whatever your enemies may be. All of our enemies are different, huh? But your hands are destroying the enemy. Huh? My God, when you praise God on today, know that the scepter is held out to you. It's holding out to you right now as it did with Esther. Know that the scepter is out for you and it will never depart from you. Ah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And then it says, nor the rulers staff from between his feet, until whom it belongs shall come, and the obedience of the nation shall be his. You see that? The obedience. Ah, my God. Judah automatically propel and compel obedience. So when you praise God, it puts a whole signature of obedience in your spirit. Oh, my God. Okay, we finna get ready and go into praise and worship. Hallelujah. But as you're praising him on today, Shabak him, Barak him, Todah him. Korah means to dance in Greek. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Dance with him. Worship him. Celebrate him. Love him. Admire him. Say, Lord, I don't care what it looks like and sounds like. I'm going to praise your holy name. I'm going to worship you, oh God. We going right now, before we get into the music, I need you to take your phone off mute and begin to worship him. I know I ain't the only one that need him to do something on today. I know I ain't the only one that need him to do something by the morning. Oh, my God. I know I don't need him. I ain't the only one need him to, my God, to do something like ASAP. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Any worshipers on the air on today? My God, people inboxing me saying, me. Hallelujah. Is there any worshipers alive on the switchboard on today? Is there anybody who's ready to praise God? Is there anybody to worship him and say, Lord, here I am just to meet with you. So come, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, where the praises and the worship is at. Hallelujah. The mic is on for you to worship him. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We love you so much, God. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, oh God. We hear the woman of God blowing a shofar. Hallelujah. Come on, we blow in the offering. Hallelujah. Blow it. War cry. Oh, my God. Ah, my God, blow it. That's your sound of victory. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Come on, Zion. Ah, my God, praise him. Walk in your jubile anointing on today. Hallelujah. My God, walk in your healing on today. Hallelujah. Walk in your freedom on today. Hallelujah.
Ah, my God. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we praise you today, God, hallelujah, we honor you, my God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, heal today, God, heal right now in the name of Jesus, heal, God, my God, in the name of Jesus, by your strength, Jesus, today, my God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
Have your way. Roll your breath. We
hallelujah. Have your way today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cry out to you on today, God. Have your way today, God. My God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Strength God. Strengthen God right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen God, my God, in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise your
Thank
name,
you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Replenish God, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're worthy, God. Worthy of all the praise for today. Hallelujah. And we give it to you, God. Hallelujah. We lay all of our burdens down. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God. Our soul cries out. Yes to you on today, God. Yes, God. My God. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. God won't even allow me to even push the music right now. Hallelujah. He said that this is the sweet anointing, the sounds of victory in our voices. I don't know if anybody hear the victory, but your voice patterns have changed since worship. Hallelujah. You can hold your head up. Hallelujah. You can hold your head up. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Victory belongs to us. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. As we were worshiping a minute ago, on the air studio lets us know the time that we have. And the time said 17:17, and I just chuckled in my spirit, because as God letting us know, what we're laying up to him is going right directly into his hands, and it's tangibly manifesting into our lives. Come on now, somebody. Hallelujah. It was God's sign. Let us know that he hears us. He hears us. Psalm 16 says he hears and answers our prayers, and he bends down and he listens to us, and we will pray unto him as long as we have breath. He hears us, everybody. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I normally don't even pray attention to the air notification and how the studio, but this time I looked at when I seen 17:17, letting us know that it's already well, it's already done. He hears us, what we're asking for, what we're laying and moaning and groaning in our petitions. He has it, and it's already done. He bent down literally from heaven to hear us. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Don't you know worshiping and praising God, as we just heard in Genesis 49:8-12, hallelujah, that it allows us to be victorious. It allows his scepter to be held out to us. Hallelujah. That you can hold your hands up right now, knowing, hallelujah, that you have victory. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. If you know that you know that you're victorious, hallelujah, just begin to praise God, hallelujah. Begin to let him know how much you love him.
Hallelujah.
How much you thank him for being an amazing and an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We won't be before you guys long, hallelujah. Matter of fact, I'm looking, see, God may give me numbers all this broadcast. Next, we just sing 111. 111 means everything that you've been asking God is coming your way. So somebody should have got excited. I just saw 1111. That means it's coming your way. Everything you've asked God is coming to you. It's coming to you. It's coming. It's in your route. It's in your directions. Hallelujah. It's in your path. It's in your vortex, your frequency. It's coming. It's coming to you. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I felt that thing. It's coming. It's coming. It's in the past. You know how you say, I tell you, seven times I tell some of you, I'm sending you something in the mail. You're going to be expecting it. And before you know it, you got it. Hallelujah. It's in the mail. Hallelujah. It's in the mail. It's in the delivery. It's already in pursuit. The spiritual mailman, my God, the angels already got it coming to you. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Collecting, expecting, grabbing is yours. Hallelujah. Ooh, Rataba, Hundaraba. Ah, Psalm 27:1 said, He is my God, the Yahweh Ori, the Lord that illuminates. The Lord is our light and our salvation. He illuminates. He's illuminating us right now. Hallelujah. So ain't no way, no how this spiritual mailman, this spiritual angelic angel is going to miss our address and have a different address change. They're going to know because we're illuminating inward, outwardly right now. Hallelujah. That is going to know what address to bring it to. Hallelujah. Somebody should have got excited about that thing because it's on its
way. I'm excited about that.
It's coming. It's coming.
My God, I receive that. Yes.
My God, it's coming to you. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, we're going to get ready to get off shortly. Hallelujah. I just want to read a scripture with you guys, and then I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Wizard for altar call. And we're just going to, hallelujah, we're going to get ready just be in his presence, hallelujah. One thing God has taught me over the last year when we was working on the Propel Bible is that let God have his way, and once he's done with it, hallelujah, just let it just flow on and let it just move and go with the guidance of God, hallelujah. That's why it wasn't no need to play no music. We already gave him our Judah, hallelujah. We gave him our praise and our shabaking, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, hallelujah. I'm coming out of Genesis 39, 20-23, and I promise you it won't be long. It's just going to be a motivational, encouraging word to encourage you to know that you have victory no matter what. Hallelujah. And it says, Joseph's master took him and put him in prison. And I know somebody said, man, you talking about prison, but hold on, you're going to find out why he was in this place. Hallelujah. It says, the place where the king prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in prison, the Lord was with him. Ah, let me stop right there. I know it may seem like the tests that you went through, it may seem like a prison, it may seem like a dungeon, it may seem like it's hard for you to get out, but I want you to know that the Lord is with you. Ah, my God. Who am I talking to on today? Yes, Lord, I hear you. Ah, my God. The Lord is with you. No matter what it is that you're facing, the Lord is with you. It says he showed him kindness. You see that God showed Joseph kindness in the prison. And grant him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. Now, let me stop right there. You see that? Now, whoever thought in a prison you will have favor and the Lord is with you. He show you kindness. He grant all your requests and utilize you in a place that caused pain and hurt. Well, I'm here to let you know, in that place that caused you pain and hurt, in that place that makes you lose your identity, in that place that makes you question God, in that place that makes you say, Lord, I don't understand, I don't know why, I'm here to let you know on today, my God, that the Lord is with you. Oh, my God. My God, my God, he is with you, and he's showing you kindness, and he's granting you favor in his eyes. My God. Verse 22 says, so the warden put Joseph in charge of all. Let me get somebody to hear that. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was responsible for all that was done there. Now, let me let you know this. In a prison, in a place that caused pain and hurt and sorrow and grief, in a place that allows you to be locked up in chains and shackled up and chained up and tied up, God still will allow you to be successful. Oh, my God. God will still allow you to be abundant. God still will allow you to be prosperous because what it says, the Lord was with him. The Lord is with you. Oh, my God. And he will still, oh, my God, allow you to be victorious in a place that you can't even understand. He will still utilize you in a place that you don't even know where the east, the west, the north, and South is. He still, my God, will call on your name and tell you to stand up and speak his word in a place, oh my God, that sometimes you can't even see how to even move ahead. God is with you. He will allow you to be victorious and he will allow you to be successful. Verse 23, it says, the warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. Now, who am I talking to? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There are some wardens that's coming into your life. There are some people that's coming into your life that even it looks like you're in a prison and it looks like you're in a place, my God, that seems like we talked earlier that you're moving backwards, but you're literally moving forward. You just don't can't see it because faith is something that you'll never see. It's the evidence. Oh, my God. It's the things that's secretly hidden, the things that you do not understand, but you know that it's already done. So in this next shift, in this next realm move in your life, God is allowing you to be successful in whatever that you do. Oh, my God, if you begin to go to Genesis 40 and you read that, it talks about Joseph the cupbearer, which was the butler and the baker, and how in the prison the Lord used him because of his faith to speak, oh, my God, blessings into their lives of what they dream means. I want you to know, oh, my God, that right now this prison, this place that feels like it's causing you hurt, grief, and sorrow, test after test, trial after trial, tribulation after tribulation, challenge after challenge, war after war, it's like you're always in warfare, somebody touch themselves and say, I am successful in it. My God, I'm victorious. Hallelujah. My God, the Lord is with me. Hallelujah. I'm moving up. I'm moving forward. I'm going into the great place. Hallelujah. Because you are, my God, who am I talking to? Hallelujah. You're going forward. You're not going backwards. Hallelujah. Everything that's happening right now, everything, it had to go down like that. My God, even Joseph knew that. He knew that after he told his dreams to his siblings, he knew that everything had to go down like that. Hallelujah. Now, some of us have been just like Joseph, we was in a Potiphar place, and we thought that was the place of the promise because just like Joseph, he gave his dreams to his dad and his brothers, and he went in, you know, they sold him into slavery. First, they threw him into the cistern, a place where people urinated. Then they took him out there and sold him to slavery, and then from slavery, finally got out of there, and then he went to Potiphar's house, and he was running everything. So maybe some of us think that's the promise. Okay, I'm at Potiphar's house now, so it's good right now, so this is it. No. Then after it gets good, it goes down to you in prison. You're thinking, okay, hold on, now how I'm in this place? How's all this going down? I was already sold into slavery and taken from my home that I originally had, you know, and all my other stuff, and away from, oh my God, who Jesus speak to us, and I'm away from this, so how can it get any, my God, better than this? Well, I'm here to let you know, the same way that Joseph was in the prison, oh my God, and oh my God, from that place it got to the promise. Ooh, who am I talking to? Somebody gonna get this in a few seconds. That prison, that place of hurt, that place of that caused grief and sorrow, was one of his happy days to cause him to propel and excel into the great place for his promise. My God, that prison that you're seeking, that place that you're going through, that grief, that sorrow, that hurt, that pain, all those things, those challenges that you're facing right now, after this place, my God, here's your promise. To the pit, to the palace. Hallelujah. My God, from the bottom to the top. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God, who am I, God? Who am I talking to? Just know that you know that you know. My God, greatness is yours. Success is yours. My God, the doors are opening is yours. Excellence is yours. You're going to a place that's going to allow you to be over everything. My God, some of you have visions and dreams, and you'd have been in that prison place for so long that you just have given up on your visions and dreams. Some of the things that God have told you to do, you just haven't done yet because God have told you to do it, and you, because of the prison place, you just ain't done. You just sit down, lay down, forget all about it, just walking around. But God said, my God, even in that place where you think that you're just walking around, I'm going to allow you to walk forward. I'm going to allow you to run. I'm going to allow you to move. I'm going to allow you to go for it, that you will not be stopped. You will not be tied down. Oh, my God, you will not be tangled down, but you will be, my God, turned up, turned in, tuned in, tapped in. My God, perfect in. You will begin to go into the place that I have for you, a land flowing with milk and honey. My God. So just know that you know that you know that test is a trajectory for you to go into something excellent. That test is a triumph, my God, for you to go into something powerful. That test, my God, is a place for you to obtain all the things that the Lord has for your life. My God, this test is allowing you to walk in your faith in a way that you never walked in your faith and allow you to be free. Free. Faith releases empowerment every day. Your faith releases empowerment and allow you to focus.
Your faith is focus. Your focus is faith. God said, now it's time for you to focus on the things that I have given you. When Joseph was in prison, he was not focused on the prison. That's why the Lord was with him. That's why the warden gave him success and gave him favor. That's why God given him excellence in all that he did, because he wasn't focused on the prison. He was focused on the work at hand. Oh, my God. Come on now, somebody. He was focused on doing God's will. When you begin to focus on God, focus on the prize, focus on the promises that he told you. Joseph was so focused on that dream all his life that even when he was in slavery, it didn't seem like it. Even when he was lied on by Potiphar's wife, it didn't seem like it. Even my God. Even when he was in prison, it didn't seem like it, because he was so focused on the dream that the Lord promised him. I need you on tonight, on today, to touch your head and touch your heart and say, Lord, from this moment on, I am focused on the promises you told me. I am focused on the dreams that you told me. I'm focused on the visions that you showed me. I am focused on the prophetic word that you gave me. Hallelujah. Joseph got that anointing from his father. Remember how when Jacob, met Rachel, the Bible said he fell in love instantly with her, that he worked 14 years, but yet it seemed like a day to him because he was so focused on the prize. Hallelujah. Come on now, somebody. Oh, my God. Focus. Focus on the things that God has given you. I promise you, in the midst of whatever it is that you're facing, in the midst of whatever coming your way, when you focus on the promise, when you focus on the prophetic word, when you focus on the vision, when you focus on the dream, God surely will manifest it in your life. Hallelujah. Now, if you read Genesis 40, it talks about how Joseph, you know, broke down the different revelations and the definitions of each dream, and he kept telling him, remember me, where it says that the baker didn't remember him, and so, you know, what he told him about the dream came to pass. And then the cupbearer, the butler, didn't remember him either, but then later on when Pharaoh had a dream, he remembered, huh? My God, he remembered Joseph. Because Joseph was focused, because he was focused on the vision, on the dream, it manifested. And he was 17 years old when he had that dream, and he was 30 when it manifested. Hallelujah. My God, some of you has been 12 years for you. Some of you have been 12 weeks, 12 months, 12 years, 12 hours. You're 12, maybe 20, whatever, how long it may be. But I'm here to let you know, as we saw 111 a few minutes ago, it's coming to you. That promise is coming to you. That dream is coming to you. That prophecy is coming to you. That vision is coming to you. It's coming to pass. Amen. Because in the midst of the prison, in the midst of the challenge, the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. So I need somebody to say, the Lord is with me. Hallelujah. The Lord is with me. Hallelujah. The Lord is with me. Hallelujah. I wanted to let you know that your faith, remember Jesus said, according to your faith, let it be so unto you. Your faith, my God, is establishing everything in your life. Hallelujah. I want somebody to get that. Your faith is establishing everything in your life. Your faith, not Apostle T's faith, not Pastor Rochelle's faith, your faith. Your faith is establishing that. As the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5, it was her faith, because she said within herself, if I touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole. It is your faith that's establishing everything in your life. It's your faith that's going to establish things in your children's life, because Psalms 112 says in the NLT version, our children will be successful everywhere. Hallelujah. It says in Psalm 37, when I'm younger, when I'm old, I'll never see the righteous forsaken, nor my seed begging bread. It is your faith. Hallelujah, that's going to allow your children's life to be successful. Your faith is a legal document. Yes, it is. In the spirit, your faith is a legal document. Your focus is a written statement of what you want God to do in your life. It is a binding contract. It is a binding word between you and the Father, a connection, be a vow, an oath, and pledge for you two to come together and complete and accomplish everything in your life. My God, your faith, your focus, and every single word is when your gifts begin to come. God breathe, God's breath in the universe, and it shall manifest everything that he told you, like Joseph. Oh, my God. Remember, everything that Joseph told his father and his brothers, it manifested. It may took 12 years, but because of his focus, it seemed like days, because it became God's ruach, God's breath in the universe. Your focus is a visualization of everything manifesting. I love what Einstein said. He said, your imagination is greater than your knowledge. And at first I didn't understand that, but now I do. Hallelujah. My God, the Bible said, without a vision, the what? The people what? Perish. Come on now, somebody. Write the vision. Make it plain. Hallelujah. So you can have all the degrees, all the knowledge, can talk in a thousand languages. But without that faith and focus and your action with that, hallelujah, it can render you nothing. Hallelujah. You have to begin to have your visualization with your focus to be your declaration of your faith and to manifest the things that God has for your life. Hallelujah. Every day from this moment on, start visualization. Start visualizing. Meditate on the word day and night. Psalms 1, Joshua 1 says the same thing. Why? In the beginning of both of those books. Because when you meditate, when you visualize, when you begin to have, my God, open visions with God, it makes everything real in your life. Hallelujah. It makes everything manifest. So you are beginning to walk into the new things of your life. Demand it, command it. My God, demand it, command it. Let me say that again. Demand it, command it. Teach it into the earth realm. Teach it in your household. Teach it in your spirit. Teach it to people, everybody you know. Begin to allow everything to come to life inside of you and out of you. Hallelujah. Inside of you, out of you. That's what Joseph done. You ain't going to find nowhere in the Bible, none, no translations, that Joseph did anything that was negative. You ain't going to find it. I don't care how you look for it, whatever version you look for it, whatever language you look for it, you're not going to find it, because he was focused. His faith manifests focus in his life. Hallelujah. Begin to know that your faith and your focus is top confidential. Oh, my God, it's top confidential, hands down, point blank. Remember to understand that as you begin to walk in your faith, in your focus like Joseph, to get the promise, to obtain it, know that it's top confidential secret. It's a secret between you and God. Jeremiah 33:3, I will teach you unsearchable things. I will teach you things that you do not know, mysteries, oracles that you do not understand, declares the Lord. Oh, my God. Know that that 333, that Jeremiah 33:3, is top secret things he's going to show you. He's going to reveal those things to you. He's going to reveal them to you. He's going to use you as a vessel, my God, to make things complete. So touch yourself and say, everything in my life is completed right now. Everything in my life is completed right now. Everything in my life is completed right now. I'm moving forward this day with focus and faith and action of the things that God have told me. Every promise shall come to pass. Every prophecy shall manifest. Oh, my God. Every vision shall manifest. Hallelujah. And every dream shall come to pass. Hallelujah. My God, I decree and declare over your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you shall walk in this kingdom manifestation, this kingdom shifting, this kingdom changing, this movement, this impartation of a psychological connection with you and God right now at this moment every day. From this moment, every last one of you that listens to the sound of the voice of God coming out of my mouth, you will no longer pray the same. You will no longer dream the same. You will no longer worship the same. Oh, my God, you won't handle tests and trials and tribulations the same. You will be just like Joseph. Hallelujah. Psalms 112 is one of my favorites. And you know what it says? I love it. Say this. You can start reading the NLT version. It will bless your life. It says, I do not fear bad news. Ah, somebody need to get that. I do not fear bad news because I'm confidently trusting the Lord to care for me. My God. If you say that in the midst of whatever it is going your way, I promise you, oh, my God, I promise you, you will have a Joseph mentality. I do not fear bad news. I am confidently trusting the Lord to care for me. And then it says, I am confident and fearless, and I can face my foes triumphantly. My God. If you begin to say those words in the midst of, I'm talking about it could be the most test of all tests. If you say those words, I promise you, peace will become over you, and that stuff will be little like little molehills. It says a mountain becomes a molehill. It becomes a molehill, and you'll walk on by it. My God. Oh, Jesus. Walk in your supremacy. Walk in your power. Walk in your authority. Walk in your maximum brilliance. My God. In closing, this is one of my favorites right here. Hallelujah. Genesis 50. My God, when
Jacob passed and Joseph's brothers thought that he was going to pay, you know, we know how we do as people. We think we're going to do a little get back, you know, a little some, you know, get somebody back when we do wrong. Joseph said, don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me and make things for bad, but God intended it for mm-hmm. my good to accomplish what has been mm-hmm. done, saving all of many right, lives. Man. My God. Mm-hmm. Come on now, somebody. Mm-hmm. What the no name, the enemy thought he can make for bad for you? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. God have literally turned that thing around and made it for your good. So whatever it is that comes your way, you can say hallelujah, and I do not fear bad news. I'm confidently trusting the Lord to care for me. I am confident and fearless, and I can face my foes triumphantly because you have victory. My God, whatever he thought that he made for bad for you, my God, God have turned it around and made it for your good. Now, in closing, I just want to read this to you, and it's going to bless your life, and you can meditate on this. Exodus 1:6-14, I'm not even going to go through all that. I just want to go through a little bit with you to let you know how whenever things come your way, like with Joseph, my God, God will still multiply your life. It says this. It says, now Joseph and all his brothers and all generation died, but the Israelites was exceedingly fruitful. Somebody get that in their spirit. I am exceedingly fruitful. My God, it said they multiplied greatly, increased in numbers, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them. Do you hear that? Oh, my God. And then even when Pharaoh said, hold up, why is they getting so blessed? Why is they so big? Why is everything happening in their life? Let me go ahead and put some more hard work on them. Let me make them more deeper slaves. Let me make their lives so worse and bitter and confused and messed up. Every time he would try to put that whip on them, God would increase them again. Come on now, somebody. God will multiply them again. God will make them exceedingly fruitful again. Read it. Exodus 1:6-14. Read it yourself. My God, every time the you-know-who try to come attack you and your family, expect to be exceedingly fruitful. Expect to be multiplied greatly. Expect to be increased in numbers. Expect a manifestation, because in the midst of what you're facing, in the midst of the things that come in your way, you got to know that you know that you know that God is faithful. Oh, my God, God is faithful. He's that same God with Joseph. He's that same God with the children of Israel. He's that same God, my God, with Esther. He's that same God with Elijah. He's that same God with Jesus. He's that same God with Apostle Paul. He's that same God with Timothy. And he's that same God with anybody else with before us. Hallelujah. He's that same God. So just know, whenever things try to crack that whip on you, know that you're exceedingly fruitful. You multiply greatly, and you increase in numbers. Hi, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in closing, God, bless your children, God. Cover them with your blood and make them exceedingly fruitful. Multiply them greatly. Increase in numbers. Allow everything that they ask you to come to pass, God. We thank you for the confirming of everything being well. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for your excellence, your dimensions, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for the graphs. We thank you for the formulas. We thank you for the geometric patterns of your heavens coming in their lives. We thank you, oh, God, for your algorithms, oh, God, in a way, God, that they have never even seen, God. We thank you for your retro compensations, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for your disbursements from heaven, God. We thank you, oh, God, for your service packages, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for the manna, the moolah, oh, God, that's coming, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for the businesses, the marriages, oh, God, the Abraham faith, oh, God, that some people have to leave a city, oh God, to get the land flowing with milk and honey, God. We thank you for the door, oh God, of your trinity, oh God, of your supremacy in the universe, God. We thank you, oh God, for allowing them to lay hands on the sick, raising the dead, speaking lives, oh God, to every dead zombie, oh God, and they shall live, God, casting out demons, oh God, speaking in multiple languages, oh God. We thank you, God, for their faith is the medicine that will be their daily prescription to allow them to walk in your kingdom injunction. We thank you, oh God, for your infusion of your flow, God, flowing through their veins, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your love, your grace, your mercy, your support, God. And we say mercy back to you, God, which means that we thank you for everything. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you with the spirit of gratitude of who you are and what you already have done and what you're already doing, God. We thank you, God, that everything is in our hands tangibly, oh God. We're holding it in our hands, and our vision is cleared, oh God. We shall see as a 2020 vision as an eagle. We shall fly high in the skies and the heavens, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that heavens is the limit, oh God, is beyond the sky. We thank you, we love you, we worship you, we honor and adore you, and we thank you for every promise coming to pass, because you're not a man that you shall lie, neither the son of man you shall repent. If you said it, it's done. If you said it, it's completed, and not one word will fall to the ground, and so shall it be done. In Jesus' name, we all say, Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Pastor Wisdom, the mic is yours for all to call. My God. Woo.
Amen. 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 Ask. Seek. Knock. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. The doors of the church are open to receive you. Come as you are. If you want to express genuine repentance and faith in Christ, this invitation is also extended to those who want to rededicate their life to Christ or to simply need to pray or be prayed for. We extend to you the hands of fellowship. Our arms are open to receive you in discipleship. We will walk with you down the center aisle with you on your way to Christ as you kneel at the altar and confess that you are a sinner and invite Christ into your heart as the head of your life. Angels in heaven are rejoicing as you abide in Christ and he abides in you. Is there one? Will you come? Is there one? Will you come?
Pastor, this is Apostle Trina. I want to recommit my life to the Lord. If there's any open doors to the enemy, I want them closed. I want my life to be completely, completely in God's perfect will. I don't want no open doors to the enemy, known or unknown. I want to recommit my, I want to live a recommitted life to the Lord. You know, I don't want to give no place to the devil at all, because I don't have time to be playing no games with the enemy and stuff. And so, you know, I will be the first one to come and kneel before the Lord, and I want my heart and my everything to be right before the Lord, you know, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, Apostle Trina. Apostle Trina, I ask that you say this prayer with me. My words are prayers. Father God, we come to you with the understanding that we are all sinners. As in Romans 3:10, we declare and decree that as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. We acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness that we have grievously committed against your divine majesty. We confess that we are all sinners in need of mercy and forgiveness from God. We submit that we deserve eternal punishment. Hear our words, O Lord, as sinners plead for grace instead of judgment. It is our prayer for mercy instead of wrath. Thank you, God, for what you have done to redeem our lost and sinful condition. As God Almighty, you took on flesh and became a human being in the personage of Jesus Christ. He taught the truth about God as he lived a perfectly righteous and sinless life. He died on the cross in our place, taking the punishment that we deserve. He rose from the dead to demonstrate his victory over sin, death, and hell. Because of his death, burial, and resurrection, we can have our sins forgiven and be promised an eternal home in heaven. If we'll just place our faith in Jesus Christ, all we have to do is believe that he died in our place and rose from the dead. We can be saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself. It is a gift of God. And we both should say collectively at this time, amen, amen,
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. We offer Christ to you, oh my sister. We offer Christ to you, oh my brother. He'll give you brand new life, life eternity. So come, come on to Christ. We offer Christ to you, oh my sister. We offer Christ to you, oh my brother. He will give you brand new life, life eternity. So come, come on to Christ. And so not one word should fall to the ground. As it is said, it is done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Apostle T, the microphone is yours.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. Ah, my God, bless you, bless you, bless you, Apostle Trina. Hallelujah. I never forget what my spiritual dad taught me years ago when I was a pastor. Hallelujah. He said, oh, my God, no matter how high you go, whoever you are, the altar is always there for you to come. And it was one time I stayed at the altar to get what I need from God. And the altar, being at the altar, hallelujah, everyone, is a place of alterations, a place of restoration, renewal. It don't got nothing to do if you did anything wrong. You could have did everything right but still need God to alter, to shift, to transform, to renew, to restore, to rewrite your life. Hallelujah. So bless you, bless you, bless you, Apostle Trina. Hallelujah. And expect God to make you tailor-made. Because what do they do when they alter your clothes? They make it tailor-made to fit. Ah, huh? My God. Ooh, somebody going to get that. They make it to fit you. Oh, my God. Oh, ah, my God. He's making things to fit you. Hallelujah. My God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We're going to get to the part where we're almost closing up. Hallelujah. The announcements. Hallelujah. It's going to be, you can go on I'm a Ruby, and you can look. You can go into the search engine and put up announcements. Hallelujah, because some things are going to shift on this week. Hallelujah. Next week, we will be back here next week, Sunday at 3 p.m., hallelujah, Eastern time on the same radio station, www.blogtalkradio.com/PlatinumRuby. Phone number 657-383-1918. Also, to everyone, just keep looking out for different notifications we post up, because we got a lot of great things coming up. The back to school, oh my God, programs where we give our families book bags with a lot of good goodies inside of them. So if you're in the Benton Harbor area, or if you're out of town, your kids need some type of supplies, just definitely inbox myself, inbox Apostle Trina, Apostle Firestarter, Pastor Nika, Pastor Rochelle, inbox us. And I'm telling you, you will begin to, oh my God, get blessed. I mean, it'd be such a blessing. We also have different things going on with single parents, PAM cancer patients, different things we have going on. Also, too, if you want to be a part of the Platinum Ruby University, we're going to have some summer classes this summer where we're going to be talking about the different spirits. It's going to be the fear class part two, faith eliminates, antichrist, religions, rejections, regions, and different things like that. So definitely inbox me for that. We're going to have that soon. You're going to love this class. I'm telling you, last year when we did the class, it was such an, my God, a power movement. If you want to learn different, more about the supernatural, you want to learn different things about different spirits, you want to learn how to really war in the spirit, definitely inbox me for that. And just get excited, because I'm telling you, great things. I'm at Ruby is doing great things. If you want to just sign up to a place and you want to go on a social media network that's different, that has nothing but inspiration, motivation, go to www.imaruby.com. It's a social media network with power and motivation. We have thousands, literally, thousands of teachers in our library, thousands Fox. We have hundreds of movies and videos, over 500. We have, oh, my God, so many different things. You just have to go on there and go see for yourself. It will bless you. I'm telling you, literally, if you got on Ime Rubin, you just want to learn more about your life, you going to the library, you will find something every day of the week that would enhance you and being who you are in the kingdom. It's tons of stuff. I go on there every day, and I study and learn. Even though God used me as a vessel for some of the stuff to, you know, teach, I still learn again every day. So you all just know that after today, hallelujah, you are truly walking, my God, victor. Hallelujah. No longer a victim, but you're victorious. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Do anybody have any type of remarks in closing? And if not, we're going to play the closing song, and we're going to get off. Anyone, the mic is yours.
Yes, I have a remark at that part where you said that what the enemy meant for evil, God has turned it around. And I take ownership for that. You know, that's a timely word for my life. And I take ownership of it in the name of Jesus for God's glory. What the enemy meant for evil, I thank you that God has already turned it around in Jesus' name for his glory, in Jesus' name, and in the name of Jesus. And every word, everything that God has spoken through you, every word, I take ownership of it for my life and this ministry. And you know, I just praise God, you know, that God is I just claim the victory over every situation and circumstances of our life. And I just praise God for what he's doing and what he's done. You have to make a decision to praise God. You have to come to a conclusion in your life. When you're hit with something, you have to come to a conclusion that you're going to get up and praise God and not lay down and die. You have to praise God through it, you know, because God is not a respecter of persons. So I just declare the praises of the Lord. You know, that's what the conclusion that I've come to. And so praise work for Jehoshaphat and all the other patriarchs and matriarchs and women and men in the Bible. It's going to work for me in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, Apostle Tashana. And I love my family. I love you guys. And I thank you for supporting me spiritually and in prayer. You know, we can't see each other, but, you know, it's okay. You know, your prayers are, I feel your prayers. And I love all of you deeply. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you, Apostle Trina, my God. That is definitely for you. I'm in total agreement with you. Huh? What the, you know who, the no-name thought he made for bad? God turned around and made it for your good. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, the same way the Lord was with Joseph in the prison. Hallelujah. Gave him victory and success and everything. It's the same way that he's with you. Even as you were speaking, I don't know if you remember, last year when we learned about the codes, well, we learned about it twice in the Platinum Ruby University, but the first year we learned about one of the codes. And one of the codes, the KOHD, that I heard in the spirit for you is the Kingdom of Heaven Declaration. Walk in that code for the next 40 days. Just start decreeing, declaring the Lord's word over your life. Make it personal. Make it personal, the code. Walk in the Kingdom of Heaven Declaration. And that even goes to Matthew 7. No, 7 through 17, begin to ask him, speak, keep on asking, seeking. Because you remember the story of the persistent widow, when Jesus talked about her in the book of Luke, he said that the persistent widow kept going over and over and over to the unjust king. And the unjust king said, I don't fear God, man, or nobody, or people, or nothing. But this woman right here, I got to give her what she wants. She's getting to me. I got to give it to her. And Jesus said, if this unjust king can give this woman her request and what she wants, how much more you think your Heavenly Father would give you if you just ask him? So you can begin to walk in that code, oh my God, that KOHD, Kingdom of Heaven Declaration, and you begin to decree and declare everything that works for, like you said, King Jehoshaphat, everything that works for Noah, everything that worked for Elisha, everything that worked for Jehu, everything that worked for everybody in the Bible. You begin to make it personal, begin to start decreeing it and declaring it, and watch God literally do it for the next 40 days. Watch God literally manifest it in your life, my God, because
One thing about God is that we walk in a kingdom vortex. We walk in the vibrations of the heavens. And so since he created us in his image, when we begin to speak his word and decree his word, we walk in that same power, that same authority. I was just sharing with my daughter today, Prophet LaPrecia, I was saying that I'm at the place in my life, I just want to walk in everything that God said in his word. And I said, every time I said it, he just told me, just do it. Just do it then. Go ahead. Just do it. You don't need no permission to do it. Just do it. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm letting you know. Just begin to just do it. Just kingdom of heaven declarations. Walk in the cold. Live the cold. Breathe the cold. Sleep with the cold. Visualize the cold. My God. My God. Dream the cold. Oh, my God. Imagine the cold. Just live in the cold, Apostle Trina, and watch him. Oh, my God. Watch him do it just for you and your family. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Ooh, Jesus. Just a matter of fact, just say, I am the code. Go ahead, Apostle Trina, say, I am the code. Ha, my God, when you put I am to something, I don't know if anybody hear that in the spirit, but I hear it. Say, I, anybody else, you can say it with your sister. Ha, well, my God, ha, rejoice with them that rejoice. I am the code. Hallelujah. I am the code. Ha, my God, my God. Ooh, Jesus. Ha, we are speaking spirits, chosen instruments to walk. And my God, in the high findness of God, to walk in the his anointing, how my God, because it destroys every yoke. The yokes are destroyed because of the anointing on our lives. And to walk in his presence, hallelujah, and walk with him daily. My God, bless you, Apostle Trina. Hallelujah. Not one word going to fall to the ground because the code said so. Oh, my God, in Jesus' name, amen. Anyone else before we get off? The mic is yours. Pastor Rochelle, Apostle Firestarter, Pastor Wisdom, anyone else? Any other minister or staff? You have anything you want to say before we get off the air?
To God be the glory.
Amen.
It's blessed to be a part of this service each and every day. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the great things that God is doing in our lives. Just get prepared. I'm telling you, we're going to have more radio shows during the week, more recordings that we're going to post up and just, you know, put it out there for you guys to listen to because God said now it's time now. You know, my God, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And so the more we hear the word of God, the more our faith increases. And so God has already given us a dialect, a whole dialogue of how we're going to literally start doing different things. So I'm truly excited. So definitely get motivated, get encouraged, get inspired, because I'm telling you, there's more great things to come. Hallelujah. May you all be blessed. You be empowered. Enjoy the rest of this day. I'm telling you, go on the rest of the day walking in the cold, walking in your victory, just like Joseph, knowing that you're going to the palace, know that everything is coming to you. Begin, don't remember to ask him for whatever you want for the next 10 all the way into the 17th. You know, you can do it beyond that. But make sure you get your request into him during that time and walking that Jabez anointing. Ah, my God, he increasing your capacity, enlarging your territory, blessing you in all that you do, and keep evil, pain, and hurt and harm from you. And just in case sometimes, you know, yourself or the no names or whatever it is may, you know, kind of like sometimes make you think that things are not going to happen in your life. Remember 1 Kings and 4, and these are the words of King Solomon. He says, I have peace in every area of the world, every area of the universe. I have no enemies whatsoever, and all is well with me. Just decree and declare that all is well with you. You have shalom all over the universe. You have peace in every area of your life, and you have no enemies, and all is well with you and your family. And decree and declare that. And guess what? King Solomon had peace. He had peace. He didn't have no wars. He didn't have no enemies. He didn't have anything. Hallelujah. So if God can do it for King Solomon, he can do it for Absalom. He can do it for King Asa. He can do it for King Jehoshaphat. He can do it for Deborah. Surely he that same God that he can do it for us. Hallelujah. So you all be blessed. You all be empowered. Hallelujah. And we're going to close out with Tamela Mann. You deserve the praise. And remember to walk in your Judah anointing all day on today. And may you all have a supersonic, supertastic, supernatural miracle supremacy Sunday on purpose. Hallelujah.
Oh.
And what do we say, everyone, when we get off the air? Agape! Hallelujah.
Agape!
Bless everyone. Enjoy this wonderful day. Looking for the bestimonies. Hallelujah.